Begin current daf Masechtas Nazir daf Samach. Begin that Amalal. Begin Tzeis Masda. Begin words of the Gemara. He says, "Halacha Kisin." The Girsa is Tagalachas Rishainas. We go through the four different haircuts that we mentioned in the case of a Nazir Vade. That's a Safik Muchlet and Safik Tame. So Tagalachas Rishainas. First haircut, maybe it's a Pachim. He brings birds. Why? The Safik Muchlet says because maybe he's a Metzayr Muchlet who, at the beginning of his Tahara, requires achashchut v'acham hashalachas, one bird that's slaughtered and one bird that's sent away. And then you have, as Tesu quotes, machatz zalif. What's that carbon for? L'safik nazatami. Maybe he's a nazatami. And then you have to have oilas behemoth, which l'safik nazatami, because maybe he's a nazatar. Now Tesu points out, oilas zalif to lo isik, it's a nazatami. Why doesn't he bring oilas zalif like the halacha requires of a nazatami? Kashli, says Tesu v'shem, maybe l'safik leitzichu, maybe because for the situation of doubt, they didn't require the oilas zalif. And machin tzachlam, you also have to say the same thing to shlam the nazatar leitzichu, that they didn't require you to bring a shlamim, which also could be brought as a nadaba of a nazatar. They didn't require for the dad of nazatar. But the clock is just one carbon that permit you for the haircut. Because I mean, like we said on the Mem and Aleph, Yilchalech Meshlash. And if you cut your hair one of the three, yes, you fulfilled your obligation. This is the Girsa Shnia, the second haircutting. Maybe Chatzis Aif. Now, Tais explains this Chatzis is lav mishum the Nazigas Tuma yet Yalu Minyan Shiva. Is it not for the Naziras of Tumah that should count for 7 days of Yimish Min, and if the Yisrael Limnus, then you start counting Naziras of Tahavah, because the Nazir Tumah like Lesmuk of Tegalach Hashneya, there's no doubt of the Nazir Tumah by the second haircutting. That's actually because of the subject that maybe was in Mitzayr Muchlid, which the first haircut was for the first part, and that was for the Yimish Sefarah when you finish. And the Avalis Behema, why do you have to have that for? Shemaloi Hayul Muchlid, maybe it was not a confirmed Mitzayr, like Kim Nazir Tumah, only Nazir Tumah. So then, if that were the case, the first haircut was the Nazatame, now the second haircut is for the Nazatar. Next Taisis is Shlishis, the third Taisis quotes haircut is maybe Chatzaev, being Chatzaev. Now, in this case, the Ulay Nagir says Hutame, because maybe actually is a Nazatame, which the Chatzaev could either be for the Metzer Muchlet Yemei Savara or for the Nazatame. Now, but Tekalachas are Muchlet Leal Tekalachas. Now, the haircutting that you did by the Metzer Muchlet cannot count for the haircutting. Lenin loves the Tar, but Lenin loves the Tame, not for Nazir Zabra or Tame, and Kibisha Besamach, as we're going to explain, Amid Bey is the one who's going to explain the source for this reason why it can't count. And the Bemasa Wales Behema, you'll also bring out the Bem, because the Shema Muchlet, who, or Gir says Hayo, maybe he was a Shema, maybe he was a Muchlet, Ach Loy Tame, but not Tame, and therefore, he would have to bring by the third haircut. Because the first two was from the Tzeir Muchlet and Yimei Sfira, and the third one is for Elis Behema. And Rafi's Taisa quotes, they like the Zogan, now there's no more doubt anymore, Lebim Muchlet, because that was written the first two, Lebim Tamay, not the Tamay, because that was written the third year ago. Maybe Karmen Tarah Misham, now you bring the complete Karmen Tarah, meaning not only the Eilu, but also the Shlomim and the Chattas. Taisa quotes the Gemara that says, Amrit, which Taisa says, that's Kamay Omamar, it's like the words, just like Nazar, the words are different, but it's like Omamar, which we're going to explain the Bryce in detail. As Taisa quotes, Tekalachas, we're showing the first circuit, maybe it's a bird, we said bring birds, and the bird chatzas, oil's behema, and oil's behema, which are the three different possibilities. Which the Gemara says, to explain, in Malam Shach, as Tais quotes the words of the Gemara. Whatever you're going to say, I will go through all three options. If it's definitely mitzayahu, tell me who, and he's not a nazar tami. Okay, that's a bird, so the birds are obligatory, because it's chaz. Safik, which he's bringing only because on the first circuit, in case of nazar tami, so azli kfura, that goes to be buried. And the eldest man is going to be the double of Galchim and Sibishimanen. Now, so it's the Gemara, so the Kanis here at the end of 7 days, it takes when the Hanukkah selection, which is within 30 days, it takes quote to where the Gemara, like, actually, that's not possible, because the Dimalam Mochler, maybe it's not a confirmed Sarah. The Chaman of Matan Leib Bukhulin Tari says, well, you can't put a razor over your head when you're doing the Zizav Tava. So the Gemara goes through the whole Cheshman, and the Gemara later on asks, as Taisa quotes, but, okay, you discussed, you know, how you covered your bases with all the three different possibilities of Kabbanis, but Vaboy Oshim, but you require carbon asham for the nazar tamei, and that cannot be brought as a nedava. So it says, Taisa Rebbe Shimon, according to the words of the Gemara, Rebbe Shimon, Amar Maisi Masna, he says, you'll bring the asham, but you'll stipulate. As Taisa quotes, Amar Perek Hatar, Evis Nizvachim Davayim, Vav Menav, Perek Basra, Nedal, As Perek Amnid, Davayim, Nedal, Menav, the asham, Nam, Masna, Mishlam, yeah, asham actually can be brought, because you'll stipulate just in case, and if not required, it'll be a shlam. Afki Maitim on the class, although you're only eating it at the time, but asham, but it could also be doubled as a shlam, which could be brought as a nedava. Now, Taisa quotes the words of the Gemara that regarding Ilav Metzerahu, if he's not a Metzerah, or Bavadi Tamehu, and he's for sure Tameh, so what would that possibility be? So then Chatz Oif Chayvasai, so okay, Chatz Oif, and this is from the Gemara before, so the Chatz Oif was his obligation, because here's Tommy. Sipporim, yeah, you were, really weren't mitzvah yourself. That's done outside. Lavachul mazar, there was no problem. Chul mazar. But as ve'ema having a dava, that's okay too. And the third option, we love mitzvah. Now if he's not mitzvah, but like Tommy, and it wasn't Tommy either. Okay, no problem. Sipporim avrai, you call it. The birds were anyways done outside of the basement. There's no chul mazar. That was a misavdi. Okay, it can be buried because you're allowed to bring chatzav misavdi. That's look for as it goes to Gvorva. So there we have all the bases covered. To continue with the words of the Gemara, the Kalacha Shni B'Shlish Tzperim. Now, the second and third haircuts, you bring birds, especially plants Chaim that are living, B'Shlom Mochlik, because of the confirmed Mitzera, and meaning when you do bring it, so he said that, okay, that's. Mean the leitzach that you don't have to, as Tosfos quotes next, it continues the next word of the text, leitzach, that you don't have to bring the birds at the second and third haircut because the oven, because you already did that the first time. That's all, that's you only have to do it by when you have your finishing mechiluta. So, Michael, then what are you going to say? Says the Gemara, maybe by the mochlet, maybe he was for sure a mitzayah mochlet. Okay, so chada, so the chatzis ha'if that you'll have by the second time will be lasavik sifrei. Well, because maybe he just finished his days of counting of his nezeres, of his tzaras. B'chadlo sabik tamase, and the third haircut will be the chatzayv will be actually because maybe he's an azatami. And teglachas revis, the fourth haircut may be karmatah masna. Then you just bring karmatah and you stipulate if there's the chayvo, there's the nedava, whichever one. The next tesis, which belongs on Omid Beis, where we had mentioned nazir vade and safik muchlet safik tami. Now the Gemara has the bris so all these different variations and computations of these variables. So what happens if Savik Tame? Let's say maybe he's not sure if he's Tame, but Mukhlim Bad, he knows definitely that it was a Mitzah. So then, then you'd catch him after 8 days. Says there's Kalema, in other words. But Yemishmini, actually, not after 8 days, but on the 8th day. Well, Achal of Dafka, and the word after is not precise. Because Shayam Rishal and Zeruzim, what happens is, day number one, of Inazidas, you're going to cut your hair because you had it, but you got purified right away, went away. So that day, you do your hair cutting of when you're purified. Because the moment it goes away, you're purified. Then you have to sit out of your tent for 7 days. On day 7, you cut your hair. On day 8, you bring the carbon of mitzvah. Now, on that day, as the Brisa quotes, that day already, on day 8, you're allowed already to eat the kachem. Now, how you tell me about the now? If he was definitely tamei, so what he would do would be he would count 7 days. He has a shlish bezayin, and he would spray himself on day 3 and day 7. And then on day 7 he would cut his hair. Now the problem is b'atash was something. Now regarding this case that we're describing, that was for sure matzair, but he wasn't sure for his tamei. Now dimalav tamei, maybe he's not tamei. Tam mochlet, maybe he was only a nazir tar that was confirmed as matzair. Like how legalchem b'tarish shlish may actually now to cut here within 30 days not possible because dimalav tamei, because maybe he's not tamei. Rechmanu matzair says talei aval reisha on Malaysia. You know, I'll cut up your hair until you finish in the zigos. Like how therefore yim nishleish has to count 30 days. Now, B'yam Shemini Adlai, this first day 8, is going to count as day number 1 of these 30 days. Now, B'yam Shalash Me'echad Galeach, on day 31, he cuts his hair, he didn't call Nozer. Like any Nozer, Shemagalech, he cuts his hair on day 31, get him break up, like we said in the first break, that we hay in the base. Now, Harim B'yam Shalash Me'echad, the Girsa of the Rashash is Ushmaina. Now, so day 38, because we had the first 8 days, and we count the 8 as day number 1, day 38, Yigalech, the Galeach Shalash, it was when he cuts the third haircut, because again, the first one was day 1, and the second one was day 7. And now day 38 is when he does the third haircut. And because the Shema Nazar Tamehu, maybe he's a Nazar Tameh. And Vayim Hashem Yiplu, so now everything you counted until this point, it's actually Visham. And maybe he's a Nazar Tameh. And the early days fall away. So it's Hakon Shleshim and Yem Eid, you have to count another 30 days. Vayim Shleshim Echad, now on the second 31 days, Yigalich Teglach is Nazar Tameh, is when you cut the hair of the Nazir Satara. Behind the comment, that's what the Brisa was saying. As Tosfos quotes words of the Brisa, for shows the eye and the when could you drink wine and become mason like you don't in the zeros? Lachar shishim shibiyam is only after 67 days. Then yom samachas, which is day 68. It's not called. This is the rule. Yev shalas is din the zeros tuma. You now go ahead and do the halacha of the zeros of tuma, but the zeros tahara and the zeros of tahara. A term you make a luta until you finish your days of tzaras, which just was 8 days in this case. You knew the final of your mitzvah. And you also now consider it as a lacking atonement. That's the question. If you've been in kachem, elish from muchle, only because of your confirmed mitzvah status, to mosa maguva, because the tumah is coming from his body. So if after 8 days or whatever, actually on day 8 you're allowed to eat from kachem, but the nezirus is you're not going to be able to do the other two yisurim until you're on day 68, because you have to go through another two periods of 30 days, because not sure if he was nazir tameh or not. Next case, master begun was the brayso. Next case, muchle tzafik. Let's say no, the other way around. He wasn't sure if it was confirmed as a mitzvah, and Tamei Vadi was definitely b'tamei. So here the halacha is echa b'kachim achashleishim b'sheva yam. He quotes the words of the Braisa. He could eat, he could partake of kachim after 37 days. What could he be done with his nazir? So achashiv marbo yamim after 74 days. What's the reason? So Taisa explains. Now since he's not definite that he was a confirmed mitzvah, so legalishim tikalach is not do any here cutting. He'll say b'zayin only after 7 days. Why after 7 days? Because remember he knew he was tamei. With tuma also cuts his hair, but that's only achar hazoyin shlish b'zayin. Only after he sprayed himself day 3, day 7. Now he cuts here on day 7, because another Tamei is allowed to do that and has to do that. Umbishmini made the carbon chatas. Now on day 8 he brings carbon of chatas ahoiv, which the some of the gears are kanazar tummy, which is definite, like the nazar tummy, which he's allowed to do. Now, the e efshaligalayakshain sashlashim, they cannot do a second hikan until 30 days. Why? Because the shema in the mukhl, maybe he was not a confirmed seva. Now, at the same time, so you can't do haircuts during these days, because he has to have 30 days of the Zikas of Tara, which now I cut you here. Only if you're for sure a material allowed to, but you're not sure. Now, Bashmini Alam in Shleshim, day 8 will count as day number 1 of the next 30 days. So, Yom Shleshim, and taking out the word of Echad, you can lay day 30, he'll cut his here, meaning 30 days later. Shema Mukhlatu, maybe he was a confirmed Sarah. Now, if he was a confirmed Sarah, Tabla Hanak Shne Takalach Zachlut, it comes that these two haircuts that we did, maybe it was the haircut of Nazar Tamei and Nazar Tara, but maybe not. Maybe it was the two haircuts of his confirmed Tzaras. Behind the comment, that's what the Braise is saying. You could only eat kachim after 37 days, on the Yom Lachas, which is day 38. Like we said, because the first haircut will be after 7 days. Maybe it's the haircut of Nazar Tamei, maybe it's the first haircut of Mitzvah. And then you got to wait another 30 days in case he's not. And maybe it's the second haircut of Tzaras, which is day 38. Now, save Shiva Yamim, now 7 days after day 38, you can lay actually, she'll do a third haircut, he did Nazar Tamei, because even if he was a mitzvah, now he has to do just in case Nazar Tamei. Yom Lamechas Yalle Min Zainin, the first, in the end of 38 days, the first day will count for the first of the 7 days. Yom Mishmini, and on day 8, Yeschalim Nesnei Zdara, then we'll start counting in the zeros of Tahara, which some have the girsa of Shleishim Yom 30 days. Yom Shleishim Echad Day 31, you can leave, take a lachas, then we'll do the haircut of the Nazar to purify. Find the commandments for the saying, Shleishim Tamei. When could it be done with the Nazir? Lach Aynal, which after 74 days, Dani Yom Ayin Hein, which is day 75, because again, you have to do 7 plus 30, and you were at 38, which then you counted 7, which was 45, and then you have another 30 days, which is to 75. Then we had another case that says the maskal tamei vade muchlavade. We had originally suffix on both, now we're saying definite on both. Definite tamei, definite metzer muchlet. So he could eat kachem after 8 days, which I am to mesim, and he could be done with his nazir by drinking one tamei mesim lachar boi, but arboi yom after 44 days. So he explains. The malchashu mochel vadi, since he was confirmed mitzera, so yom tchilas nazir was legalek. So the first of nazir is when he had the tzaras, he could cut his hair because it went away already. The yom shibi galech on day 7 will cut his hair the second time. The yom shmini yom kamanos mitzera, and the 8 will bring the kamanos of mitzera. Now by yom day number 8, yom tchilas nazir was legalek. From kachem, as I explained, malchashu says after 8 days lavdaf, not precise. The chasas means the day 8 itself. The b'shvushu tamei, and because he was like we said confirmed tama also, so yispin the gersa takes out. And some of the gears of Ches, it'll count 8 days im yim shmini shachaluti together with starting from day 8 from his confirmed tzaras. I mean, that would be day number 1. And now after 8 days, then the 7 days after that, day 7 he'll cut his hair. Yim shmini on the 8th day, yim kabban tumah, bring the kabban tumah. The ask limnis nazir tara shleishim, and the gears is yoyim. He'll have 30 days of nazir tara im with Yom Shmini, counting the 8th day as day number 1. Yom Shleishim Echad, on day 31, Yigalei Echel Kalitzeb, Yom Kabban Tav, bring the Kabban Tav Tava. Behind the comma, that's what the Bible says, V'shayz Yom Tav L'meisim, L'ach Mem Dal Yom, after 44 days, down to Yom Mem Hei, which is day 45, again, because you had 2 times of 7, which is really 8 days, and then 7, which is 15, and then you have the 30 days of Nazir HaSar, which takes you to a total of 45 days.